Driving that Dinobot.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show right now in the Press Box, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM. My man Nick Sciarra and myself taking you till 4. Talking about a lot of things. Got the Astros out of the way in the first hour of the program. And not to say out of the way, we're going to talk about them again. They are off tonight before opening up a homestand, starting with the Rangers, going to the White Sox. They got a stretch now after today, about 20 in a row, where they're going to have to get down to business real quick. We were talking about the NBA playoffs. We haven't yet got to the Milwaukee-Brooklyn series. We were talking about Phoenix and Denver. And the one thing that I tweeted when it happened, and then I tweeted retweeted again yesterday. But if you missed it, and we've been talking about fan fights, fan involvement over the last couple of weeks. Well, we were trying to figure out with the Astros-Dodgers fight, who started it. We didn't have a lot of the details. Nick was quick to point out, hey, let's not pass judgment till we know everything. Then it turned out Astros fan looked like he started it and then got his ass whooped. So then we kind of was like, you know, pretty much had it coming to him. Well, if you didn't see this, and you can get, I retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel. This Suns fan is in enemy territory, in Ball Arena, watching the game in a Suns jersey. A jersey, Nick. I don't think he was 28. And
oh, yeah, he was clearly in his 30s.
A lot of Rich Creamy Nuggets fans around him. One in particular decides that he thinks he's got strength in numbers or whatever the case. He's sitting behind the guy. He leans over and tries to throw some, what do we call him, half-assed attempt at a haymaker?
I guess. The reason why the Denver Nuggets fan, I felt like, deserved what he got from the Suns fan is because he had a big smile on his face. And he was walking away, and it looked like he was walking away. All of a sudden, he tried to trick the guy. He threw a punch at the guy, thinking that he wouldn't, you know, he'd be caught off guard.
It was a sucker punch, kind of.
It was without a doubt a sucker punch. He straight grabbed his jersey, and I guess he had his necklace as well. And he threw maybe four or five punches. His friend didn't even want to help him out because he knew he'd probably get his ass knocked out by the Suns fan as well. Look, if you're going to throw a punch on the way out like that, you know what? I'm okay with that fan throwing a few punches at you.
So if you missed it, it was like an old school hockey brawl. The Suns fan was cagey. He was experienced. He brought the back of the Nuggets fan's jersey kind of over his shoulders, so it limited him.
Yeah.
And then he just started throwing uppercuts. And he was pounding this guy's melon. He paused. He looked like he was done.
And he held him for a little bit, too.
Then he decides, nah, we'll throw a few in for good measure, hammered him with a few more, and then finished it with his Suns in four. And I think the greatest thing about it, Nick and I were talking about this during the break, when security came down, and the kid's, of course, trying to pick his pants up after he got his ass kicked, the Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
I don't think they ejected the Suns fan, nor should they have. And if you were good Nuggets fans, you should have pointed out he didn't start it. He finished it.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was the case. I did see a video with like either the police or the security guards beginning to make their way back down. But by that point, the guy that started the fight had already exited the building. And he clearly looked embarrassed because after that guy, Suns fan, let his jersey go, he would not lift his face back up. He just walked out with his face down. He was clearly embarrassed. And look, that's what you get when you fight at a stadium. You want to act like an idiot and want to throw bows and punches just because you're at a game. I mean, that's... And one clearly looked a lot more mature than the other one. And so he said something. The Suns fan said something along the lines of, that was four times or something like that. So apparently that guy was messing with the Suns fan. I don't have the entire story, but I do have Jim Ross's call of it. They dubbed his audio of it. I'm going to retweet it at the producer, Nick. It's hilarious. I kind of want to play it. But
you should. Is it clean?
I think it is. I think it is.
If not, it's on you, so, I mean...
I'll just hit the dumb button.
Yeah, just do what you gotta do. I mean, that's the thing to me was, he didn't start it. I mean, he kind of knew his where he was. But the fact that he didn't back down... Because the other thing is, you got to worry about looking over your shoulder, because now, even if you're engaged with the dumbass fan...
Correct.
You don't know, like we were talking about, everybody was so heated about the Dodger-Astro fan here, because Astros fans didn't come to the rescue of another Astros fan, but then you hear the rest of the story, as you made sure to point out, and found out he started it. And for the Nuggets fans to kind of know their place and stay out of it and say, you brought this on, Chief, now it's yours to get out of. All around, it was a good, entertaining video.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I think the Nuggets fan got what he deserved. I don't know if the Suns fan was ejected. I hope he wasn't. Because quite frankly, I felt like he handled... Look, saying telling someone to throw punches is never the right way. But in his particular case, when he grabbed him and he knew he was clearly stronger than the kid, he punched him four or five times and let him go. And then when his friend tried to stop it, he attempted to throw a punch at his friend too, and his friend just backed off. I mean, that has to be one of the most embarrassing pictures ever. And they isolated the picture of his face and they just tweeted it. I mean, it's all over Twitter. So
yeah, he got exactly what he deserved, and that's what I like to see. So that was fun and entertaining as we put the caps on what happened there. Now, Nick, if you were to say, and someone asked this on text, if you were to say who's the best matchup and who do you want to see if you're the Suns in the next round? Do you want to see the Clippers or do you want to see the Jazz?
I want to see the Clippers because I think that would be fantastic for Chris Paul. I mean, obviously, we're loving Chris Paul too much right now. We want him to see, I mean, it's the team that you want to see win, at least in my eyes. But it'd be a great storyline. He goes up against the Clippers, his old team, beats them, if they do. And then if in the event the Nets can get past their injury situation and still make it to the finals, he can face James Harden in the event that he's completely over his hamstring situation. And that, and if they won, like if the Suns win the championship and it goes in that order where they play the Clippers first and then they play the Nets, I mean, Chris Paul should never, ever, ever have any type of regret.
Either way, because Utah's the number one seed, the best record in basketball. Either way, you got to go through a tough team.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he shouldn't look past the Clippers, and he shouldn't look past the Jazz. The Jazz might be a worse matchup for him.
I think it. See, that's where I was going to go. This is where I think it's interesting. Last night, Charles was saying, hey, I'd really want to see the top-notch defenders that are Kawhi Leonard and Paul George go up against and try to stop Booker and Paul. They got their hands full with Donovan Mitchell and had to play a zone. I think we all learned a valuable lesson that the elite defenders they once were, they aren't anymore because they're a shell of what they used to be defensively with what they've shown so far. I think because of the guard play of the Clippers, Phoenix would have a massive advantage against the Clippers. And the Clippers aren't playing great basketball. They dig themselves 0-2 holes in their first two series. Utah's so deep, and Conley is the key. If Conley comes back before the end of this series, if they win it and he gets healthy, now you've got number one versus number two and the two best teams in the West all year record-wise, and that's a great matchup. And Utah's, as you mentioned, far deeper, better shooters, talented top to bottom. And the one thing that would be interesting would be the height of Gobert against a little bit more physicality from Ayton. But it would be a good series. But I think star power, everybody wants to see, to your point, get the Clippers, beat them, then go take on Brooklyn and beat James Harden would be fantastic.
And that's if they get past.
If they get by.
They get past your Milwaukee Bucks. And this was in part the reason why they were able to tie the series.
Boy, this is a very physical game as Irving throws it in, goes down hard on his right shoulder. He's shaking up. Now he's holding his right leg. It's 5-on-4. Irving's still down. Connaughton can't hit the three. Rebound, Griffin. And now they're bringing up, and the timeout is called as Kyrie Irving holding that right shin and banging the court. Nets, of course, have had their share of injuries all season long, including their stars. It looked like he came down on that ankle, landing on Giannis's foot.
Yep. And the bad thing about this whole situation is that Steve Nash is just saying, look, we're just crossing our fingers and we're hoping he's not out that long. To me, that's a bad sign.
Well, and you saw him walk to the back.
Yep.
And he was wincing and grimacing.
Yep.
And the other thing is, Nick, as I continually point out, as much as teams believe they can flip that switch whenever they want and they can do it, it's the rare occasion that a team actually is able to execute it. And a lot of it's because of this. Because even if you have enough talent to do it, with guys that have been either in and out of the lineup due to injury or for whatever the reason, your body isn't tested, game tested enough to where you've built the endurance up so that these things are a little easier to shake off. This is a big one because now you're going to try and push Harden back probably sooner than he should come back, because as good as KD has been, he needs help.
Yeah, he can't do that by himself. They're going to zero in on him. They're going to play deep. They're gonna make his life hell. Now, there's going to be games in the event that James Harden and Irving are not playing. Well, Kevin Durant will still get 25, 30 points on you, even if you do zero in on him. He's just that good. But he can't do that in a seven-game series. It just won't be enough. So it completely changes the narrative that we all expected going into the season, right?
Right.
Especially after we learned that James Harden has been officially traded to the Nets from the Rockets. You thought all along it would be the Lakers versus the Nets. Now we know for sure the Lakers are out. Now we got the Nets. And look, maybe this is what the Bucks need. And I'll tell you this, your point about, what's his name? Giannis bringing the ball up. I can't agree more. It drives me crazy to see that big monster bring the ball up. Don't run the offense through him all the time.
And Nick, it takes a bigger man to pass up the shot. I give you Russell Westbrook as a Rocket. When did he start getting really good and his numbers started to go up? When he finally realized no matter how much they dare you and how many feet they give you to say shoot the three, when you don't shoot the three, you're a better player. Giannis can't push away from the table, bro. They throw that buffet at him and say, you got that three, take it. And he cannot walk away. He has to shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that part. And look, we all knew what was going to happen to Middleton. He wasn't going to be able to perform like that day in and day out. And look, he's a good player, and I like the, you know, I expected him to play well, but you can't depend on him. Look, at least they're in a better situation because, I mean, Irving is obviously hurt, but I really want to know what they do with James Harden. I want to know what Steve Nash feels like. I want to know if he wants to. They said they weren't going to rush with James Harden, but it is a hamstring injury, and I can't remember if it's a grade one or grade two, but grade two was significantly worse. And I said anything more than a grade one would be just basically the Nets losing James Harden for the postseason because I don't see how you can bounce back from that. And you've always talked about how like the history with hamstrings is that once you've hurt it once, it takes longer to recover from each and every time it happens again. So
and when you look at the whole thing too, Nick, the thing that Middleton has got, he's done enough to at least resurrect after a really bad start to the playoffs. I need to see more of Holiday. I need to see more of their role players. And the thing that annoys the hell out of me is I think that what we know more than anything else about basketball, no matter when it's played, is if you have a matchup advantage, if you have a huge advantage on another team and you choose not to use it, it's like a big man that gets a mouse in the house, as they call it, or a guard on him. And instead of going down into the low block and punishing him, you settle for a fadeaway jump shot. That's on you. What's on the Bucks, as I continue to tell you, is that one thing is to get it out of Giannis's hands, bringing it up, as we talked about. The other thing is, between Lopez and Giannis and the size Milwaukee has, the fact that you refuse to go down in the paint and continue to shoot threes when you're awful at shooting threes this playoffs, that's on you. And Coach Mike Budenholzer is going to lose his job because of it.
Yeah, he's probably going to. If they lose this series, I would imagine they fire him. I don't see how they don't. I mean.
Now, here's one thing we got to get to after the break. There's at least one ex-NBAer, big NBAer, that says that Kyrie Irving got what he deserved because of karma. And that's why he sprained his ankle last night. Interesting. I'll tell you who said what and why next. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
ESPN. 97.5.
Check out Wildcat Golf Club's new Wildcat Driving Range program for $99 a month for unlimited range balls per member. Plus, enjoy 50% off Super Twilight Green Fees and new top-of-the-line range mats for use Monday through Wednesday while hitting off the turf Thursday through Sunday. Stop by the Pro Shop to sign up now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
June 19th, Houston's hometown undefeated WBC middleweight world champion Jermall Charlo takes on hard-hitting Juan Macias Montiel live from the Toyota Center. Catch all the action live and in person by getting your tickets now at toyotacenter.com or axs.com.
Gentlemen, have you outgrown the Arctic Wolf and extreme sports grooming products? Cremo Company is proud to offer a more refined selection of products with good, uncommon scents and no cute names. Scents like Blue Cedar and Cypress, Silverwater and Birch, and our new Reserve Collection scent, Palo Santo. Available in rich, lathering body wash, luxurious colognes, barber-grade shampoos, and sweat-fighting antiperspirants and deodorants. Find the grown-up scents from Cremo Company at major retailers, Amazon, and CremoCompany.com.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Well, Glenn Big Baby Davis, he may be four bills, Nick. He was playing in a couple of three-on-three games and games this summer where video surfaced.
He's that big?
Yeah, all you got to do is Google Big Baby Basketball, I think, in the past 6 to 8 months. Maybe it was pre-pandemic, but the uniform that they had, like the shorts, his butt was still pushing out the waistline, and the jersey looked like a training bra. And he was, if you thought he was big when he played, he may be double that.
Oh, I do remember that. Sure. I do remember that.
It was like
that
a semi-pro league or something like that.
Yeah, I do remember now.
Well, now he's come out because he wants to stay important, I guess, and relevant. After Kyrie Irving got hurt, and look, the one thing that I've always been very, very adamant about is you can pick on a guy for a lot of things, but never pick on a guy when he's down for an injury.
Yeah, it's not a good move.
It's just not a good look. And Big Baby couldn't help himself. So after Kyrie Irving goes down, he suggests that it was karma because it's the same leg that he used at the end of the Celtics series to go to midcourt and stomp on the leprechaun logo. Really, Glenn?
Look, I actually don't agree with Irving stepping on the Celtics logo, but it doesn't necessarily mean that gives you the right to say it's karma. Or I guess it does because it's you can say whatever you want to. He's since deleted the comment, so obviously he's gotten enough blowback to the point where he thought, you know what, that's a little inappropriate. You can't wish or say there's karma about a player, particularly one that's really important to the team, an all-star, an absolute star, and one of the most important pieces on that Brooklyn Nets squad, and say, you know what? It's karma. That's why he got it. That's why he hurt his ankle. So not a smart move by Big Baby Davis, but honestly, I'm not shocked.
No, I mean,
not shocked coming from him, honestly.
I mean, he stays relevant to some degree, but Kevin Garnett wasn't happy about the fact that
he shouldn't be
what he did to the logo. He didn't take it to this level, right?
He just called him out on Twitter or Instagram.
You don't wish injury or basically insinuate the injury happened because you stomped on center court and a logo that happened to be there. Oh, luck of the Irish Blarney Stone. Oh, shiver me timbers. I don't think that's why it happened. So that was a little bit much in my mind. But I guess we're talking about Big Baby today, who, and I don't think he's going to be in TV anytime soon because never has there ever been a guy that
might,
where you need a two shot to get a one shot on
camera.
He
might if he continues to, I guess, take, because that's the advantage former players have. They can tell stories and reveal details about their experiences and about other players. And honestly, I feel like that can earn him a gig. If not, it can build you a following on a podcast of some sort. I mean, look at Kwame Brown. I mean, his Instagram blew up when he had that whole issue with Matt Barnes and Stephen A. Smith. I mean, he went at them hard. And you know what? Because he was a former player that played in the league, it got him a lot of followers. It got him followers. So I can see him continuing to do that, but he's got to be smarter. It brought the attention that I guess he wanted to have on himself. I don't know if it was the type of attention he wanted, but I don't know about the whole karma comment. I don't know if that's a good move or a good look for you.
And I think, and someone texted this too, but I think it was left foot logo, right foot sprained.
It could be. I don't know.
Ankle sprained.
Regardless, it's still not cool. Even if he was wrong.
Right. That's the bigger point. Like, don't go to that level, right? Don't broach that way of looking at a situation like that, because it's just not how you're supposed to do things. And if they lose the series, and I don't know how you feel about this. A lot of people are thinking easy advantage Milwaukee now. Because I've continually pointed out, Budenholzer hasn't made any adjustments.
Nope.
Because that game shouldn't have been as close as it was yesterday in some regards. The game before that definitely shouldn't have been a Kevin Durant three that was just, if it was just a little shorter, was online to tie a game where they had no business being there. Where I'm not so sold. I picked the Nets to win the series before the injuries.
Right.
I'm not ready to write them off yet to all the things that we've talked about with how they are one of the best teams money can buy because of the big three and how they've loaded up with the Blake Griffins and Aldridge Tilly retired and the guys they've added. Well, it's their time to shine now. Blake Griffin, for as good as you've been, Charlie Pulillo, and the fact that you used to be an all-star, you're going to have to play like an all-star probably for the rest of this series.
Yeah, he's going to have to. There's going to be guys that need to really step up and really do well. And they might have enough depth to do that. And what if Harris starts shooting even better than what
he has to? He's had too many off games. The guy's too good of a shooter. But now is a time where you can't just live and die with if he's having an off night. He's got to play better.
Yeah, especially right now. And if Steve Nash makes that comment, keeping my fingers crossed, I just don't know how good. I mean, that's a big, big red flag.
Well, he also said Harden's closer. This is why you don't want to play him. Because if he's closer, but he's not there yet, and you push him out there, as we were talking about, you just brought it back up today.
I wouldn't even play him over and over again.
If he tweaks it for a third time, you can write him off for the rest of the playoffs.
It's done. And you can pretty much say the Nets are not going to win the championship. Or maybe not even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals if it's soon enough. I don't think they'll play him in Game 5. I think that would be dumb unless he's made so much progress to the point where you think it would be okay. I would imagine they're going to take their chances and just have KD up there, next man up. Hopefully Harris hits three-pointers like we talked about. And maybe they can get through this series that way. You give time to Irving and Harden to heal a little bit. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but it's certainly going to be interesting.
Bucks are now a -145 to win the series when they were underdogs.
Wow.
Coming in.
That is not good.
Brooklyn a +125. And I still feel like the Nets are going to win the series.
You think so? Well, I think Game 5 is going to be really telling. How they bounce back from this situation, because obviously KD is probably going to be the only one on the floor. I haven't seen the status or the updates. I'm assuming it's just KD.
I would
KD
agree with you. I don't expect in to terms see of either the other two guys.
Yeah, I don't expect that at all. So, but
because here's the thing, Nick. When you look at it, too, they're about to enter the House of Horrors one more time. They got absolutely annihilated and used in Brooklyn for the first two. Now, you've done what no one thought you could do in even the series, by whatever the means necessary. You're coming back into that house again, and you're expected to do to them what they did to you in the first two. I don't know that they can do that.
Yeah, I don't know that they can either. I do not know that they can either. All right, just another tease, because I told you about this in the first hour. Jamal Charlo will join us at 3:15. That's yep. In the next hour. Obviously, I'll talk a little bit about the UFC. Another gruesome injury at UFC 263. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And also your Houston Texans. An interesting strategy that may be employed.
Tyrod or Tyrod?
I don't even know at this point. I'm confused. Is it Tyrod or is it Tyrod?
The junkie likes to call him Tyrod.
And I thought his name was Tyrod.
But Arkansas Milk was on Sports Sunday last night, coming via the flagship, and he calls him Tyrod. So I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. It'd be nice if we had Amy from the Texans. Oh, she's not there anymore. Anybody from the Texans could let us know the proper spelling and enunciation. It might be helpful for a new player on said roster that's participating in camp. Did you get your autographed JJ Watt jersey? Not me neither. That's maybe why that we feel free that we can say these kind of things. All right. As Nick mentioned, lots more to get to. And of course, I want Nick's take on UFC this weekend.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that after the Charlo interview. So 3:15, Jamal Charlo, maybe a little UFC at 3:30. So in the third hour is when I'm planning on doing that.
You're a world boss. I'm just living in it. So whatever you want to do, I'll roll with it. It's a Monday.
Cool.
Don't pull this on a Friday, though, because I'll step all over. All right. 90 minutes already gone in the show. That means 90 left as we continue to get to the second half of the program. That comes up next. Stay right where you are. It is ESPN 97.5. Say my name. You know who I am. I'm too high.
Am I bad about that money? ESPN 97.5.
Father's Day is coming up, and it's the perfect time to create mellow memories by treating Dad to some smooth Four Roses bourbon whiskey. Listen daily for your chance to call in and win a spot for you and a guest to attend our Father's Day tasting event hosted by Fred and AJ at the Blitz featuring Four Roses bourbon whiskey. It's all happening on Wednesday, June 16th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. here at the ESPN 97.5 lobby. Space is limited, so be sure to stay tuned in for your chance to win.
Business owners and project managers, when it comes to your buildings and their roofing systems, let Fitz Roofing bid on your next commercial roofing project. Fitz Roofing is a professional commercial roofer you can trust. Learn more at FitzRoofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z Roofing.com.
Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Feel the power of keeping more money in your pocket at Boost Mobile. Get plans that fit your budget on America's largest 5G network for less. Boost Mobile, more power to save.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com works with all the top hotels in the country while delivering you great hotel and room choices for the best prices. Why wait? Go to BestHotelRates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. BestHotelRates.com, it's in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
Third Coast Grappling is back with Third Coast Grappling 7, the middleweights. This Saturday at 7 p.m. at White Oak Music Hall, catch the top grappling athletes in the world, including Pat Downey, Roberto Jimenez, Pedro Moreno, Mika Galvo, Jordan Holy, and many more. A middleweight champion will be crowned after an 8-man Grand Prix, with the first place winner walking away with $15,000. Tickets start at $40, or you can order the pay-per-view event online from Fight for $16.99. Find out more info at thirdcoastgrappling.com.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show right now on The Press Box. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM. Covered a lot of ground already as we've talked about the NBA playoffs. We've talked about the Astros. As Nick mentioned, plenty more, including Jamal Charlo, and a big fight in his hometown at the Toyota Center. One thing I want to ask him is, how relieved and happy is he? He's getting a fight in his hometown where he should have an advantage, and now thanks to the pandemic easing up, they're going to be able to have a full house, and he'll get the support that he would expect in his hometown, as opposed to if they were limiting numbers and it would have been like a skeleton crew. That would have been disappointing for a guy that has the right to have a big fight in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like the Charlo brothers have never been, they've never gotten the right exposure for whatever reason. And there's various reasons because of the boxing world and stuff like that. But I feel like they deserve it. They deserve more of a spotlight. And even Jermall Charlo has said himself in interviews before, he goes, I feel like I haven't established enough, you know, was a champion at, I believe, at junior middleweight or at super welterweight, excuse me, then made the decision to go up at middleweight. And still had knockout power, and I think a lot of people were questioning him. He's the one brother that's still undefeated. There's a lot I can ask him, actually. So I'm looking forward to that. 3:15.
So in wrapping up the NBA discussion, and this was weird because I gave you the odds last segment that the Nets are now an underdog to win their own series against the Bucks.
Right.
However, they're still the favorite to win the title. So you explain that to me, or maybe AJ or Fred can, because I'm not following how you're not the favorite to win the series you're in, but you are the favorite to win it all, which you'd have to win the series you're in to get to.
Yeah, I guess it's just because of the maybe it was set to where they were the favorite, you know, they were favorite to win the series and the championship, and then obviously the advent of the injuries has changed that. Yeah, I guess AJ and Fred can expand on that, but that's not a good sign because, you know, Vegas, they do get it wrong sometimes, but that's not a good sign if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan. I don't know if it means anything. And you know what? It gives Kevin Durant an opportunity to say, you know what? I can put a team on my back. Remember when James Harden and Irving were out and I still carried this team and we still won the series and we went on to the Eastern Conference Finals? I think it could help his cause a lot, considering he's, you know, deemed the sellout for leaving OKC and Golden State.
Yeah,
you know, and then he had an even worse look when he left from Golden State to Brooklyn. He's never really left that hate behind him. Never. None of never. This is an opportunity for him to really shine. I still don't think he can do it by himself, just because they're going to lock in on him on defense, I would imagine. But he could still, he has an opportunity to prove himself and shut up some of the haters temporarily, at least, you know.
So I also found this interesting. I said this before it even happened, after Dame Lillard came out and said he wanted Jay Kidd as his head coach.
Yep.
There's only one man for this job, Nick, and he's the guy that has consistently throughout his career been able to get the absolute most in the regular season out of a team that has one outstanding player minimum and then a bunch of decent players around him that can shoot a little bit. Mike D'Antoni is going to interview with the Blazers, and just as he did with the Rockets, I think he's the right man for the job because, as we talked about, unless Portland's willing to really do some earth-shattering moves, unloading CJ McCollum and others to try and rebuild this team around Dame Lillard, they are who they are. So you might as well play the style that best fits your strengths. Though I don't think it's enough to win a title, I do think that they might be more successful short-term with a guy like D'Antoni who not only puts the ball in Dame's hands, but basically says to hell with everyone else, including CJ McCollum, this is the guy that can take us to the highest of heights, at least in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's a bad fit. I don't know if you're going to win anything with him, but right, he's certainly a bad fit. And he has the experience of working with stars. I mean, how many stars has this guy worked with? Steve Nash, Shaquille O'Neal,
Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony in New York, and James Harden. And now he's got this super team with the Nets. And
Chris Paul. Yep. I mean, he had a bunch. He knows how to work with stars. We know he's a player's coach. I would imagine he's not going to create any locker room issues. I think he'll have a really good relationship with Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum in the event they keep those two on the roster. If it's any of them that's going to go, I would imagine CJ's more likely to go, even though I've been on record saying Dame should be that diva and request a trade if he really wants to win a championship. But yeah, I did see the news about him interviewing for the Portland Trail Blazers gig. I don't know how Dame feels about it, but
I think you're not going to get your guy, but it wasn't the organization's fault. Because
Jason Kidd pulled his name out. He pulled out. So,
as you move forward, you could do a lot worse than, hey, we're bringing in a guy that is known to basically give the best player everything he wants and then some and as many shots as he needs. If you're Dame Lillard, you go, okay, I'll take that.
I mean, what is he going to do? I mean, is he going to?
It's better than a Van Gundy who's going to come in here and demand that everybody plays half court, grind it out, offense and defense, and runs the team into the ground, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's Dame Lillard could use a coach like Mike D'Antoni. Just from what I've seen, the way he acted around James Harden, the way he was. I shouldn't say the word acted. I'm not saying he was not being genuine, but the way he treated him. I mean, they had a great relationship. They had a really good – James Harden really liked Mike D'Antoni. I think it's a good fit. I don't know if that makes them go further in the postseason, but if it does, that's great. Great for Mike D'Antoni. Now he has an opportunity to work with two more stars. Probably not as big as the other tandems that he's worked with in the past, but still – a pretty big star in Dame Lillard and a semi-big star, I guess, in C.J. McCollum, if you want to deem him one.
Well, at least with that system, much like you mentioned when you had Harden and Paul, you've got a guy that can be a floor general but still can fill it up, and you got another guy that's capable of filling it up when you need him to be or at any given time. The one thing I would know for sure is that Carmelo Anthony wouldn't be back for his third year with the Blazers because it didn't work with the Knicks, and it didn't work with the Rockets. It's worked with the Blazers with Terry Stotts. If Mike D'Antoni goes for a third go-around, I would think that before Mike D'Antoni sounds on the dotted line, he goes, I love this team with one exception. I'm not signing until he goes.
Yeah, I don't know if he can do that, if he has that power. But honestly, why do you want Carmelo? Like, I don't want to sit here and make this segment about hating on Carmelo, but he clearly thinks he's a better player than he really is. I mean, he makes one two-pointer, like, right around the free throw line, and he's out mouthing off to the Denver Nuggets. As he falls, I mean, you're not that good anymore, dude. You're only good and you're only going to put up numbers when they give you the ball. You're the focal point of the offense and you're shooting 35 damn shots a game or 35 three-pointers a game.
You didn't want to go to the bench when it was obviously the only spot that you should be in.
He's not the same player. He's not a bad player, but he's not right. The same player. I don't understand. And that is an interesting dynamic. And maybe they have this interview and they say, you know what? You know, chances are Carmelo Anthony's not here. But apparently he's beloved by the team. Like Dame likes him. CJ likes him.
He's fit in. I mean, he gave them a little extra than what they had previously. So I give him credit because I thought, you know what, as much as Chris Paul said, a lot of people wrote me off, thought I was done when he left Houston. When he left Houston, I thought, I'm convinced he's done.
Yeah.
And the fact that he got a couple more years out of it by going to Portland, good for him. But it ain't going any further if D'Antoni's your coach because that's one thing Mike doesn't, he ain't got time for all that. He ain't signed up for all that.
Or if you just have the throat goat visit you, maybe you'll make it to the Western Conference Finals like the Phoenix Suns did. The throat goat, they named her. Remember the Suns girl who
That's
serviced?
That's that girl you mentioned.
Aliza Jane, I think her name is. She has a raunchy Twitter, by the way. Like a really raunchy Twitter.
As if the podcast wasn't raunchy?
You're right. But like her profile literally says, semen demon, throat goat, Greek freak. That's the first three words of the description in the profile. Like, and she's out here, I think, taking credit for getting the Suns to the West, despite that happening in 2018.
It says, the headline says, the IG model that claims she provided oral sex to the entire Suns team reacts to them making the Western Conference Finals. What did she do? Gulp? Gasp?
Business inquiries. She leaves her email out so we can request her for an interview.
Gulp? Gasp? Or go for the big gulp at your local convenience store. Because I believe she's already... You know, Nick, they say the truth is hard to swallow. But evidently, success isn't. So, God, she did her part, brother.
She does not care. Like, she just does not care with her raunchiness. She's taking this... She's taken advantage of the spotlight she's been given.
She's taken more than advantage.
Mm-hmm.
She's taken a lot.
Did you see this little weird-ass report about Rick Carlisle eyeing the potential opening of a head coaching position with the Milwaukee Bucks? So basically, he's like, look, if these fools fail and they fire their head coach, I want in.
No.
I want in.
Mark Cuban already said no matter how anybody asks him about is Carlisle's job in jeopardy, he says no way because... You maybe think there's better out there, and then you find out that you should have stuck with who you had. If you got that much backing from your owner and you have that much job security, why are you looking elsewhere?
It just says it's according to reports. It's maybe not even him. This is according to, I believe, NBA Hoops or NBA Central. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but it would be kind of funny if he had like a conversation. Hey, look, you're probably going to lose to the Nets. So when you fire your head coach, give me a call. I wouldn't want to leave Dallas either, although the Porzingis situation is kind of iffy. I mean, you got a guy that you're paying $30 million a year, and he's not living up to the $30 million a year.
And after you get bumped in the series, you're not comfortable being the second fiddle anymore.
You have to be. Luca's way better than you.
You might want the third fiddle, because if we go out and get help, he's probably going to be better than you and get the ball more too.
I don't know why. You told me to this. You're the one who informed me about that. If that's the case, dude, like, you have to understand, you're playing with a guy who, is he even 21 yet? He might be 21, about to be 22, and he's without a doubt, among men, the best player on that team, and arguably one of the best players in the league.
I would say this.
I don't know if he's top 10 or top 5.
You're saying Milwaukee for Rick Carlisle was what interested Rick Carlisle. At least that's the rumor out there.
The report, yeah.
I would say this. If you polled all basketball experts and aficionados and said, just straight up, Giannis or Luka, it's a landslide for Luka.
I'm taking Luka all day, every day. Even if they were the same age. Let's say Giannis was just as young. I'm still picking Luka.
It's easy, Nick. Give me the shortcomings of Luka Doncic. I'll wait.
It's hard.
Give me the shortcomings of Giannis.
Oh, plenty.
Can't make free throws, can't make threes. Well, that's already two big things in shooting that Luka doesn't have a problem with. I'll go with Luka.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to nitpick, I guess you could use him to be a little bit faster. You mentioned the moves, I guess, that he had. I didn't even realize that. Like, he was a little chunky, I guess, but
he came in and even said he was a little thick coming in this year after the bubble.
Well, he's young, so I guess he can burn it off a little bit easier. It's not like he's 35 and it takes him 2 weeks to get back in shape. You know what I mean? I mean, the only knock I can really, like, he has good enough basketball speed. I've talked about this before. But if he could be a little bit faster, maybe that could change things. But I don't know how much better you can get considering he's this good with the speed he has now. I mean, yeah, he's without a doubt the best player on that team. And I don't know if I want to leave Dallas if I'm Rick. So I don't know if this report is just BS.
Unless you're really concerned that with all that money tied up with Porzingis that's going to continue to get worse by the year, that the chances to find any help are going to be less and less, as opposed to, at least in Milwaukee, you know, you still, with the package deal, get a Middleton, get a Holiday, get some young guys coming off your bench that can play, and you've got some pieces to work with.
I
don't know. So the supermodel, the IG model, spells her name A-L-I-Z-A.
Yeah, Aliza.
Aliza Jane. By the way, she didn't hold back in saying that Devin Booker was first in line. I mean, he still ended up with one of the Jenner girls, right?
She didn't mind.
Evidently not. Hate to say it, but at least...
Or maybe he did, and then when it got to Jenner, he was like, look, don't believe this. She's
facial
obvious,
features.
She's obviously a thought looking for attention. Don't believe her. I would never do such things.
It looks like, based on how they both look, he has a type. I'll leave it. All right. Rolling through hour number two of the program, as Nick mentioned, we're going to have a special guest in the third hour. Jermall Charles is going to join
us.
Leading up to the big fight Saturday night at Toyota Center in his hometown. So we're going to cover that, and Nick's going to recap UFC at some point, too, from this weekend, including the one gruesome injury. And lots more to get to, too, including you. So if you want to hit us up, Twitch, Twitter, phone calls and text messages, it is the Press Box, and it's ESPN 97.5.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm Chris with Gulf Coast Pump and Supply right here in Houston. After years of dealing with an outdated website, we were in the market for an upgrade. That's when I heard about SiteJab here on ESPN Radio. I called the guys at SiteJab, and in a matter of weeks, we had an amazing new website designed and running. If your business is looking for a new website, call the team at SiteJab. Not only will they get you the website you want, but one that produces more leads.
Call SiteJab today for a website you can count on. 713-999-4661 or sitejab.com.
Houston's newest Brazilian steakhouse, Casa do Brasil, offers a new way to lunch in the heart of the Galleria. Our gourmet salad bar features over 40 items served fresh daily. Enjoy unlimited fresh seafood, gourmet cheeses, specialty cured meats, countless vegetables, soup and salad options, and a variety of authentic hot side dishes. You can also add our traditional churrasco option featuring USDA prime beef, pork, chicken, and lamb, all served tableside. See the full menu at casadobrasil.com, located at Sage in West Alabama.
June 19th, Houston's hometown undefeated WBC middleweight world champion Jermall Charlo takes on hard-hitting Juan Macias Montiel live from the Toyota Center. Catch all the action live and in person by getting your tickets now at toyotacenter.com or axs.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Support the Houston Fire Department when you purchase any of the Firehouse Series coffees from Katz Coffee. Go to katzcoffee.com and check out their locally roasted coffees for a cause. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. Order now at katzcoffee.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All in America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, guess what? Blitz is back. They're intact. It's Fred, it's AJ, it's Aaron. And we know Father's Day is right around the corner. It's coming up this weekend. The day after the greatest day on the planet. And if you are looking to take care of Big Daddy and you're not the IG model with the sons, I have an idea for you. Father's Day's coming up. Get Dad roses, Four Roses bourbon whiskey, not flowers. And to help celebrate, ESPN 97.5 and the Blitz are having a Father's Day tasting event hosted by Fred and AJ featuring Four Roses bourbon whiskey. Tune into the Blitz today. They're going to be giving away spots. You have to win a spot to get in. It's you and a guest if you win. But if you do get in, I mean, it's free booze. And it's quality booze. It's Four Roses. Yeah. So check them out tonight from 4 to 7 for your chance to win. The tasting is this Wednesday, the 16th. And you have to win to be able to attend. Listen to the Blitz tonight for your chance to get some Four Roses bourbon whiskey in a elite exclusive taste.
You think you're gonna have some Four Roses for Father's Day or probably not?
Probably not.
Negative.
Yeah, probably not, as I nod my head. I would like to have the voiceover voice of the guy that does the commercial for those two guys. I don't know who voiced that.
He's got like a normal smooth jazz voice, you know what I mean? Like it's a low, like a deep.
Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah,
so get your Four Roses bourbon whiskey. That's Fred and AJ and the Blitz.
Basically what he sounds like.
Four Roses whiskey this week. Love. It's like Barry White. All right. Couple other tidbits that I was looking at before we move on to a whole lot of other things. But I got to get that IG model out of here because she's
distracting.
She's awful.
She's not even that hot, but it's just, I mean, it's just, I guess the way she talks is a turnoff for me. I guess that's what it is.
Right, because we did hear the podcast. Yeah, well, the soccer situation this weekend was scary, was it not?
Dude, the dude had a heart attack?
The doctor even came out, Christian Eriksen, if you missed it, of Denmark, in the middle of a game, the ball literally hits him as he's trying to run to the sidelines, and he just falls face plants, and he collapses.
Hits him where? In his head?
No, it was just kind of like they had just inbounded the ball from the sideline, and it kind of hit him between the knee, the probably upper thigh to midsection area, and he just, you could already tell, he was pretty much three quarters of the way about to fall over, and he just collapsed. He suffered a cardiac arrest. Thankfully, let's start out by saying he's okay now. He's stabilized. He's talking.
Thank God.
He's relieved. He survived it. But the doctors basically said it. He was gone, and we brought him back. And the other good thing was, I love how the entire team circled him so you couldn't see what was going on. Because as much as people like Faces of Death and all these different videos and things like that, no one needed to see all that.
Yeah, no one does. I mean, they've done that before. Like when we have those severe like leg breaks in the NBA, they'll try to cover. Why would they want that to happen? Why would people want to see that?
Because there are people like, get out of the way. No.
No.
It's none of your business.
No, you don't have to see that. You don't need to see that.
Bizarre that, because soccer players are in such phenomenal shape too.
I know. That's what makes it even scarier. It's always scary when you have someone that's always like eating right, in shape, never puts foreign things in their body, never drinks, and then they come out and have like cancer or something. Like, it's crazy to me how that works. I have a buddy that's like that too. I mean, his whole life, he basically had 5% body fat. Looked like a Kevin Willis. Just his whole life. Yeah. He was always healthy. And yeah, every now and then he'd have some pizza or some unhealthy. But for the most part, like 5-6 days out of the week, he was always eating really green, really healthy, man. All of a sudden, man, has leukemia. Just a crazy, crazy situation. It's crazy how that works sometimes. And you have someone like me who doesn't necessarily take care of my body. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's crazy how that works. It's like that lady who drank 3 Dr. Peppers every single day, and she's like 112.
Right.
Like, how?
Right.
How?
I mean, and everybody's different, right? I mean, you just don't know when your number's going to be called. And you could do everything right, or you could do everything wrong. And a lot of it's genetics and other things, but thank God he's okay. I was looking for the exact quote from the doctor, but they basically said he was gone, and we brought him back. Now they're saying it's going to take an extensive amount of testing. He's only 29 to find out exactly what happened. But thank goodness he's able to put a smile on his face, joke with his teammates, interact with people, and that's extremely encouraging. Because it was very, very scary and touch and go there for a while on the field. And the other good move was they suspended the game at that point. Because no one, whether you were close with the player or maybe someone on the other team, once that happens, it messes with your head. You don't want to continue to have to try and play your peak athletic performance when you're still worried about what you just witnessed.
Well, they suspended it, but they didn't continue the game after?
I don't believe so. I think they'll either try and make it up at a later date.
Well, going back to the whole Tyrod versus Tyrod thing. This is the little link that you sent me.
Yeah, so my buddy Bob Schrantz.
Tyrod Taylor.
Say that again.
Tyrod Taylor.
That's what you sent me.
No, there was, I opened it up. There's video of Tyrod actually telling, and he texted it to me and I sent it to you via email. But Bob Schrantz, the unbelievable PR guy that says he's now the PR guy of the press box, was the PR guy for the Oilers. He's a massive Buffalo Bills fan. He was the PR guy for the Texas Terror, the Houston Thunder Bears, and the Houston Comets. He sent that to me, and he said because he works for us that he was able to send it so that we could get it.
Okay. Well, maybe when you resend it in the break, because we got to hit to break anyway. You got to talk about new breaks. We'll play it again because that's the link that I see in my email right now. But we'll talk about it in the next hour. Also, Jamal Charlo in the next hour, a quick UFC 263 recap in the next hour as well.
Lots to get to. And getting to me was easy last week if you were New Breaks, because I didn't have to do a thing. Nick and I were doing a show on Wednesday. New Breaks came right to the station. They were up in the parking garage. In less than an hour, they had changed the brakes on my car, done a fantastic job. I was able to continue multitasking by working. They just came up, got the keys, did the work, brought the keys back, and they were on their way. They could do the same thing for you. Their price is competitive with any brake shop in town. But the most important thing is they are all trained technicians that only do brakes. They're not going to try and upsell you. They're not going to tell you other things your car is in desperate need of. They're just going to come to you and do your brakes. And the best part about it is you can multitask. Have them do it like I did it while you're there. You're at work, and you can continue to work. You never have to worry about lifting a finger or doing anything else. And they fix your brakes. If you want to do it while you're at the house, you can cut the lawn. You can be watching a game, drinking a beer. You can be doing whatever you would be doing otherwise at the house, but you don't have to be sitting there in a waiting room waiting for your car to have their brakes done. It's fantastic. Check them out today. It's nubrakes.com. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You're going to save 10% off the top, but they are just great at what they do, and they make it so easy for you. It's like going grocery shopping and spending an hour in the store. Why would you want to do that if you don't have to? Curbside, or they deliver it to you? Same thing with your brakes. Instead of going to the nasty brake shop waiting room and sitting around for an hour or more when they, by the time they get to your car and then do the work, they come to your driveway, your garage, or where you work, and they do it while you do other things. They're great people, and they're easy to work with, but the best thing is they do great quality work on just your brakes, so check them out today. It's nubrakes.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!